Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
We're having some fun today. No, really. I finally got... It's National Radio Day. And we have a text that, to me, is the first actual thing that I'm like, okay.
Personal text or on the...
No, it's for us. It's okay. By radio.
All right.
Guru, Steiny can chill. After natural disasters, radio is the first medium first responders utilize to get info to the news and others.
Wow. How heavy is that?
Well,
do you apologize?
I won't, because we still, if it's anything like the sports information they're receiving, then the information they're receiving on the natural disasters is likely wrong.
If you are something else, boy.
If you know what I mean, if that's what I'd be worried about.
You were something else. Hey, you said something, and that's how I know I won. Well, we were having some fun. But what year did you get the Emmy?
Oh, God. That's, when was We Believe? 2007?
Okay. You still have it?
No, I told you. My kids used it to play, and then the ball broke off. And now I don't know where it is. You know, I got to tell you.
My broke out. He got Emmy winner.
Right.
But that's how I knew I had you. You broke out the Emmy, and I was playing.
That didn't hurt my feelings. Yeah.
Do you got that in your IG bio? I'm being serious. Emmy award winner?
No.
Oh. I would have one time.
I haven't even
All-Star.
Checked my Wikipedia in a while.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's stuff in there that's fake. But, all right. Well, let's hope. No natural disasters.
Right.
By the way, we've been pretty lucky with that. Like, do you believe in jinxes?
Hell yes.
Do you believe in karma?
Yes.
Okay, so you don't walk under a ladder?
No, I'll walk. Like, I don't take it to that extent.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, like, you don't think if we talk about earthquakes that one would necessarily happen?
No, I believe if you treat people bad and do them dirty and stab them in the back, your car, like, it catches up with you in other ways. And when you have children, I've learned, becoming a parent, that's why I live my life and I look at the world through my kids' eyes, is karma can come get you through somebody else that you care about. So that's why you try to make the right decision, be honest with people, and not be a wankster.
So.
That's me.
I've lived nothing but a fruitful life, so I must be doing something right, right? My dad died. He was 90. Lived a good life.
Oh,
mom's
beautiful.
Still alive. Brothers and sisters still alive.
You're winning.
Kids still healthy.
You got this job, but you don't got that on the list. It don't sound like.
Well, no, because it's a job. It's not a fun.
But
it's
the
not
five
a play.
Other hosts, Donnie, know that we're dreaming. We're working in.
Okay.
Wouldn't you, Butch, Dibs, Willard, Spadoni?
I think we all have different levels of enthusiasm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's National Radio Day. Let's go to Jesse in Oakland.
Jesse.
Hey, Jess, how you doing, man?
Yeah. Just hang tight on there.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, hang tight.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's up, Jeff?
Sorry about that. Hey,
no,
I'm at work. You guys are awesome. I really appreciate being on with you guys. You guys are awesome to listen to. You get me through the day as I ride around the East Bay.
Thanks, Jesse.
Steiny, man. You're very welcome, Steiny. I can't force you to be excited about National Radio Day, but I'd encourage you to be. I'm on Guru's side with this.
Okay.
You guys make I don't know how much you get paid, but hey, you get to sit around and talk sports all day with a pretty cool coworker, in my opinion. You guys are awesome, though. Really love what you guys do.
Wow.
Happy National Radio Day. And, if we could switch roles and I could be over there talking sports all day, and Steiny, you could come around and ride around and do whatever I do throughout the Bay Area.
I was just ask him, Steiny.
Do you drive?
Well, yeah. I work for a utility.
Okay.
So I don't want to put the company and everything out there.
You kind of know which one, right?
All right.
No, Goo, it's all good. It's real. It's legit business. An actual utility company.
I believe it.
No, no, we got you. Get that chicken, baby.
Oh, okay.
Thanks,
anyway, thanks for taking my call, guys.
Thank you, Jesse. Really,
how awesome was that? He stops his day. There you go. He stops his day and calls his boys and breaks out some love. You got to love it.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah.
No, seriously, it is nice. I don't want to make this about ourselves. I don't want to make this
your
about
disappointment.
I don't want to make this about us, Goo.
And being
I want to make it about me.
Well, you have done that. You have done that. I'm asking you a serious question, and I want a real answer. Have you ever in your life, and you could say, Goo, it wasn't even around, called into a radio show before you were, like, have you ever done that?
Do you think?
I think the answer is hell no.
No.
All right.
Never.
Radio? But now I'm starting to think about your background real quick. I don't think you had major opportunity. Like, there was no Radnich in Reading, PA. You driving around.
I left
around
out here when I was 24. I left out, but so, left the East Coast at 24.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say, you brought something up about it. Well, I'll just take a call. Let's go to Joe in San Rafael.
Joey.
National Radio Day. That'll keep him hooked. That'll get him hooked through drive-thru.
You're the only guy in America who could have a week and a half off, go golfing in St. Andrews, and come back like somebody peed in your Cheerios. Like, what's going on, doggy? You okay?
Talk to him, Butch.
Here's the deal, Joe, and I'll be honest with you. I'm going away next week, too, and I'm already getting itchy.
Butch, he's gone next week, too, man.
Hey, I gotta know. I mean, the Steiny and Guru vacation tracker is working overtime this summer. Jesus.
Hey, Butch.
Oh, my God.
Butch, real quick.
Oh, boy.
Butch, real quick, I take offense to this. I'm in the hospitals, okay? So mine ain't on vacation. I'm in the hospitals. I love you too, Butch.
Just stop. You can't even say it without laughing. Dude. Okay, Steiny, real quick.
Oh, wow.
Steiny, that daytime Emmy, I mean, they hand those things out like Skittles. Did Rick Bucher get a daytime Emmy? The guy was a baffling, stuttering buffoon on the sidelines. I mean, give me a break. Don't you just have to show up to the award ceremony and pay a little money? It's like being best of the Bay. A daytime Emmy. It's the most ridiculous.
He broke that out on
like
me.
Four or five daytime Emmys.
He broke that out on me. I said, oh, my gosh, he's mad, Butch.
Keep going, Joe.
I mean, come on. Hey, I love you both. Me and Carter just got off the golf course, and he texted me, are you listening to this? I go, you guys are the two old guys in the Muppets overlooking
this is
the
Shasky?
Balcony. I am.
Is this Shasky?
Yes.
I didn't even know Shasky.
Yeah.
Come on.
It just said Joe in San Rafael. I didn't make the connection.
His foot. Oh, my God.
What's up, Shasky?
The golf course.
With Carter.
Hey, Steiny.
Yeah.
Next time, bring some floaties because you are drowning in National Radio
Day.
Dude,
no doubt.
Enjoy it, dude.
Talk to him.
When was the last time you picked up a tool and broke a sweat at work?
Wow.
Come on, dog. Come on.
Wow.
Joe, you think I'm not having fun?
Have you?
Not at work. I haven't picked up a tool. You know what I did, though? I'll clean up. I do the dishes sometimes here.
Butch, you gotta love
him. I do the dishes.
Hey, Butch, let's be honest. Let's be honest, Butch, and I mean this. If there was an award for most difficult partner on the radio to work with across the country, I get it hands down.
Just
give me that. Give me that, Butch. This dude, one of a kind. Come on, man.
Are you kidding me? Listen, you know what? Can I be honest for a second?
Yeah.
Everybody has Steiny painted in the wrong light. I'm being real.
Okay.
I show up every day, and I go into the other room, and at 8 o'clock every single day, Steiny is sitting there researching, going through things on a notebook. I really don't think people understand the amount of energy, effort, and time. I'm being dead freaking on my father's grave. He doesn't have a grave. On my father's soul, I'm telling you this right now. Nobody sees the work Steiny puts in every single day. I disagree with you. I love you, Goo, and I know he can be salty. He's not perfect. None of us are.
Okay.
But I'm telling you this right now.
All right.
Steiny puts in the work. Yeah. I respect him.
All right.
Hey, Joe, can I ask you a serious?
If you want to talk about most difficult, I mean, let's call it what it is. I mean, I'm glad he's doing better. Greg Papa won't let you come up for air. Wow. And Mark Willard, you know, it's tough. It's tough being in the room with him. You need an oxygen tank. Him and Sam Lubman, I don't know who's the bigger scuba diver. Come up for air every now and then and let somebody else talk.
You got a national radio day.
Hey, Joe.
Whoa.
Joe, do you mind if I ask you a serious question?
Yeah.
So you said your dad doesn't have a grid. So did you spread his ashes?
So what my dad wanted us to do was to cremate him. And then we went to Hawaii a couple years ago. And on his birthday, we sprinkled half of his ashes in the ocean, which is what he wanted.
Wow.
It was beautiful. The whales were up. Steiny, I'm like tearing up now thinking about it as I'm coming across the Golden Gate Bridge. And then, 6 months later, on his birthday, a year and a half after he passed, we put the other half of his ashes on the first hole bunker.
Oh,
we had
man.
The whole family. I'm talking probably 100 people. And these were his wishes. He wanted to overlook the cabin. And then he said, I swear to God, I want people to take a few hacks at me in the afterlife. And so he is in the bunkers at Northwood, his second or first favorite place on this planet. And yeah, so he overlooks the family every time we're up there. Look, it's
oh my
a magical
God, that's
place
so
for
cool.
me and my family.
Wow,
and
man.
It's one of the coolest things. I'm getting emotional thinking about it, but...
You got me emotional.
And so I go out there at night and I play golf with my son, and I know that my dad is somewhere, I'm getting real emotional, is somewhere in the air, if you will.
Yeah.
And,
wow.
You know?
Thanks
I know
for
you
sharing that, man.
I know your dad's going through hell stuff, and, you know, I love you guys. Enjoy every
no
freaking
doubt.
Day like it's the fullest.
No doubt.
And, yeah.
We but love you, baby.
Tiny, that's what he wanted.
Yeah.
That's what he wanted.
And, hey, Joe. Love you, buddy. Seriously.
No doubt, Joe. Thanks for sharing that, man.
And the reason I asked is because, like, we're going up next week to this place in Canada where we got a little cabin. And, you know, I already know that if I outlive somebody that I'm going to have to go up there and spread the ashes.
I mean.
She doesn't want to be put in the ground.
Gotcha,
she wants to
gotcha.
Be cremated and taken to this place that she always loved, so.
I'm just going to say this for Shasky sharing that in death of his dad to get his wishes, that was perfection. You know what I mean? And the hole that he talked about where he's at. And I mean, man, man.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app, now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. All right.
You didn't know that was Butch, though.
Not
yeah. When I heard you say
Joe and San Rafael, I didn't put two and two together. It's usually I think
you kept saying you're on a roll. Keep going. I was like, oh, he knows it's Butch.
No, I didn't know it was Butch at first.
I do know this about me. Can I give myself a compliment?
Of course, because
it's hard to follow.
You probably don't get
Butch.
Enough from me.
No, I'm my own general, Evan. The best thing I've ever done, Steiny, in my young career, if you want to call it that. I bring the best out of you when I'm not. Like, you do radio with other people. It's good radio. But I know how to hit them buttons, man,
yeah.
to make you the best version of yourself.
No, you bring out the worst in me.
Well, but that's the best part of you on the radio. Yeah. Just think about that on the way home on BART. You're great, but I do something to you, Stoney. I got the goo manual.
Yeah, there's just something that.
Pasta knows what I'm talking about. Look at he just like third base coach Steele. Yeah.
Tell you what, when I do walk away eventually, you should just do a show talking about yourself.
Like, I don't do that at all. Just my
not the last 5 minutes?
No, I'm talking about like my car mirrors and stuff, all the bad stuff that happens to me. I talk to Susan. Oh, I love
Let's
you,
go.
Man. I love Butch, dude.
Let's go to Murillo in Petaluma. Hey, Murillo, what's going on, man? Hello?
Hey, guys, Dynamite.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Dynamite. Hey, no gentleman.
Murillo, how you doing,
wow,
man?
Wow, you changed it up on us.
No, I'm just driving through the wineries here up north, having a good day. I wanted to chip in this radio conversation. And before I do, it's so hilarious that Shasky, who hasn't showed up to work in a week, is calling a guy's vacation timeout. But, Steiny, You watched Breaking Bad, right? When you talk about your dad, I have a feeling your dad was Mike Ehrmantraut. Just a little joke before my take.
Which one? No, seriously. Which one was he?
The bald head guy, the gold dealer, the guy that gets stuff done.
Oh, the main character.
No, Mike.
Oh, the older
worked for Fring.
Yeah, I'll take seen that. It yet, guys.
I'll take that.
I haven't seen it.
I'll take that. I'll take that.
My favorite character, by the way. Very matter of fact. That's the feeling I have your dad with. But anyway, on the radio thing, you know, I grew up in Brazil, and soccer is a local relationship. Most of the clubs are local, so you develop that local passion. And there was this old man in my neighborhood, almost blind, completely blind.
Mm.
At the time, and he couldn't watch the game. So every day he would sit on his porch in my street and just listen to the game. And through that guy, I started listening to the game in the radio. And I love the obscurity of you're taken by the broadcasters. And shout out Tim Roy, one of the best. So I think that to me is what radio is really impactful, is because I learn how to imagine the sport that I love through the voice of someone with a character. And that's the thing that I love about the radio, is that you got to bring a character, and you, both of you, do. So I appreciate the show, and you guys have a good rest of your day.
Hey, right on.
Thanks, Rillo.
That was, man. He was talking about the series you haven't finished. Now, Breaking Bad, you started but didn't finish.
Get this. So, you know what's funny?
Don't tell,
like,
Dibs.
Three times, Dibs like, you got to have to, come on, you got to finish it. And I'm like,
was serious.
Yeah, I know. And I'm not gonna. Now I'll never finish it. I will never finish it.
But why are we now? What happened for it to be never?
I'm just annoyed with this.
Oh, okay. I got it. Whoa.
All right. So,
and tell Marillo, Chaskey's on vacation.
All right. Look, yeah. I took a week off in March.
Hey, you don't have to explain, buddy.
That's five.
Buddy,
I've taken two long weekends. That's nine. I've taken Scotland, which is 14, and yeah, I'll end up with 20.
Nothing over here. I don't gatekeep. Well,
you have a lot over there, but you know, I'm just saying.
Oh,
I'm 86 years old. You think I shouldn't get 4 weeks of vacation?
You have no explaining to me. Like,
you do realize that a lot of times vacation goes by seniority, and you young punks haven't paid the price yet.
No, go enjoy yourself, man. Oh, you will.
I don't need you to tell me that, but I appreciate it.
Do they know you're leaving?
You like,
no,
that's what I mean. Like, okay, let me answer it two ways. A,
whoa,
I have no idea. B, like, do you really think I care?
No, you mentioned the never that he was on your nerves and not that much.
Who?
Dibs.
It's nothing to do with anything.
Oh, okay.
He's just Dibs.
I got to cut that. My man.
Steiny.
Yeah.
So you mentioned your Wikipedia page earlier.
Oh. What does it say?
So quick fact or fiction here. I was reading through it. All of it seems pretty reasonable, pretty accurate.
Oh.
Then there's this one line in here. It says, He's best friends with Ray Ratto.
Well, I'm not.
That's on your Wikipedia page.
I know. I heard something about that. I'm not. I like Ray.
Bunch of awards, too, but no Emmy.
Give me the awards. I'll tell you if they're real or not, or I made them up.
Associated Press Sports Editor's First Place Award for Best News Story of 1997 for his reporting on the Latrell Sprewell PJ Carl's choking incident.
Oh boy. Latrell Sprewell and PJ Carlos.
That was your finest hour, Snotty, would you say?
It was my finest hour at that moment. I've surpassed it a million times.
Well,
the San Francisco Peninsula Press Club.
This was a big one.
Honored Steinmetz in 2000 for his story on Joe DiMaggio. Joe's grace lifted him above game.
Yep, I was proud of that.
How'd you get that assignment?
I can't remember.
But my finest
award was, and it's not even on there, for a story I wrote about Rocky Colavito. When were the Indians? When were the Indians in the World Series?
When they played the Cubs.
50...
No. This was 2000 something.
Yeah, when they played the Cubs. 2000. I was in the
97.
Yeah.
No. 2016 against the Cubs.
Yeah.
I think it might have been 16.
I was at the station.
Yeah, I won an award for a story I wrote.
No, it had to be then.
I think this was 97.
On.
It was it was the first time the Indians made the series since 50 something, right? 97. I'd like to get this right.
They lost to the Marlins in 97.
Yes. And Game I wrote a story. So Cleveland was in the World Series for the first time.
And you're working for who now?
Contra Costa Times.
Yeah.
I think. And I
95
said.
95, too.
Yeah. So I called up The Rock, who never got to the World Series or the playoffs with Cleveland, but he's an icon in Cleveland.
And your mom knew him.
Yeah. And so he was, you know, I started the story. Something like, you know, Cleveland's in the World Series, and while a whole city will root for the Cleveland Indians, one man will root for the city. Rocky Colavito. He's like, it's about the fans. All I think about's the fans. If they win it, great, but it's more about the fans.
Wow.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much.
Wow.
Well, we got to. Looks like Jay's got something interesting. But I'm going to push him to the other side right now. We kind of got off the rails today.
Yeah. National Radio Day.
WFNM. Does that ring a bell?
Yeah, it's my first radio show.
That's on there.
Let me tell you, those guys I worked with back then were the best partners I ever had.
Where, though?
Axel Johnson.
Wow.
And you're not going to believe this. The other guys... The guy at a radio show was the agent in Denver, Pete Schaefer. And he called himself the sports guru.
Come on,
swear to God.
Wow,
the original sports guru was Pete Schaefer. I went to FNM, and you're not going to believe this, but the college radio station was WFNM.
It's as of 2018, it was ranked number 19 on the Princeton's review of top 20 best college radio stations.
It's better than this one right now, I'll tell you that.
Dude,
probably more profitable, too. I had a show on Sunday nights. Sports talk show.
Dude, I didn't know.
Yeah, 1980. Something like that.
Let me tell you something. This guy is a ball player.
Steve knows.
Yeah.
Steve knows. Where's he been?
My award was, not that you asked, but since we're bragging, weekend show of the year. Zachariah and I. And we got the plaque. It's in my living room.
Boy. I'm really sorry.
Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah. I'm sorry, man.
Yeah, I got a plaque.
Hey, Pasta,
hard work.
Pasta, let's not talk about my accomplishments anymore. See what it does.
Yeah. That's it anyways. There's nothing else.
Yeah, exactly. It's half
hey,
a paragraph.
Pasta, damn.
It's like,
oh,
it's
my
like
God.
Costanza. If you add up everything I've done in my entire life and put it on a one piece of paper, it's not bad.
Oh!
All right. Let's see. Hey, National Radio Day.
Oh,
what does
man.
It mean to you out there?
Everything.
Thank you.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right. Crossover coming up in about 20 minutes. So we got to get through the next 20 minutes. It's really simple.
We got it, baby. And we got calls.
Yeah.
On National Radio Day.
Yeah, let's start out with somebody wants to ask you a question.
I'm here.
Let's go to Jay in Oakland.
The town.
Jay in Oakland.
What's up, Jay?
Hey, Guru. Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, yesterday, I know you got in a car accident, but, man, you were sounding like you had a concussion because you told a story about your co-workers, and then how important it is to get to know them, and then you forgot their name. And then you said you had Purdy at the second tier at number 9. But then after Steiny was talking, you said, yeah, that's why I got Purdy at 7 and 8. So I just wanted to know maybe if you had a little concussion from the car accident yesterday. But my main thing I want to ask you today, and I'm calling, is about Rafi Devers.
Devers, yeah.
You went off on yesterday. And I want to ask you one question to find out if you really are being objective and fair to Rafi.
Okay, let's go. Let's go.
So here's the question. Does Rafi Devers have the best physique on the Giants roster right now?
No.
No? Why not?
He has probably one of the worst physiques.
Who has the best physique?
Bryce Eldridge has a better physique. Koss has a better physique than Devers.
Now, Baker.
Now I know you're not objective against Raffy, okay? Go take another good look at Raffy tonight and check out his physique.
Yep.
And I'll check back with you. But you're not being fair. If you're saying Raffy, if Bryce Eldridge has a better physique than Raffy.
I'm saying that because he's not fat and got a gut. What are you talking about? This is stick. You're
Jay,
having fun. I won't fall for
Jay
it.
Jay Eldridge is skin and bones.
Man, stop. I take skin and bones and stuff hanging over my belly.
Yeah, he's lost weight, and look how he's running.
Oh, stop it. Stop. Hey, and you need a Q-tip, because I didn't say I got in an accident. I said somebody hit me. Willard got in two accidents. Get it right.
Right, okay. But at the same time, here's another observation on that. I listen to you, mainly to you, dude. That's why I got to bring this up.
Okay.
You got to stop employees to make bets. Towards the end of yesterday, you had Steiny yelling at you, I don't want to make a bet. You don't even know what you're betting about. And you said, yeah, I don't care.
I'm the guy that didn't make the bet. He wanted to make the bet. I said, I'm not betting it. And that was the Bears to win a Super Bowl. That's all wrong.
That's funny to you.
Don't be a stranger, Jay.
That's your neighbor.
Devers and physique.
I shouldn't take any more calls.
Get out of here.
He lost weight.
Dude.
He's got the best baseball physique. Raffy.
I'm not speaking on it. I feel like that was a plant. That was a plant call.
Oh, gosh. Hey, let's go to Philmo Mike.
Now, this I can get with. Mikey. National Radio Day, baby.
Happy Radio Day, man. Radio guy right
yes,
here,
sir.
Man. I've been in radio since I was 19 years old.
Damn.
But shout out to y'all. Yeah. I was waiting for that little water sound. Anyway, liquid rock. You know what, bro? Rafael Devers is an interesting player. The guy that was just, we talking baseball, bro. We not talking track and field, bro. Like, we don't care about their baseball body. Shout out Tony Gwynn. With that being said, Rafael Devers, he's a hell of an interesting player because you got to remember, dude, baseball is a game of individual stats in sports. He's a hell of a hitter, man. Like, it's not a lot of guys that I want to see hit. Rafael Devers is one of them dudes. So, for me, I wouldn't get rid of Rafi. Now, Steiny, you hella funny of interesting topics that you would not talk about. I love that. It's hella funny because you came up with some gems. You was like LeBron and golf. I don't want to talk about that. Stephen A. Smith, get that crap up out of here. It's a lot of topics that, like, people shouldn't touch. But some topics that y'all should touch that y'all not touching, and I understand why, is that the WNBA thing where they be trying to have the whoopty-whoops.
Yeah.
And I'm like, bro, what are we talking about here? That's that, and this is it. I love you guys, man. I can't. I'm not trying to get banned, so I love you.
No, I love you more, Mike. You know what he's
Y'all
talking about.
Y'all stay great, though, man.
You're the man.
Thanks, Philmo. Appreciate it. Uh-oh, more bad news for Steph Curry.
I didn't like how you liked that first caller. I feel like you put him up to that. And he got everything wrong.
So did you relate to him? No.
I wasn't in the accident. Somebody hit me. I was in the barber chair.
More pressure on Steph to do what's right by the Warriors.
What happened?
James Harden agrees to a 3-year, $97 million deal. That's $32 million per.
On his 11th team. Steph,
yep.
Without bling.
Let me ask you a question.
I love the beer.
And this audit, this is going
to
make
down the plot
it's
going to
make people. It's going
to
make people shudder. Who's a better player now, James Harden or Steph Curry?
I'm not even going to.
I know you're not.
Response.
Cause you're scared. You're scared.
Come on, man. You know I'm a beard fan, man.
You know what? If I'm the Warriors,
Game 7
what,
in LA
Steph,
against Utah,
Harden's
Denver?
Worth 32 now. I mean, he got his team into the playoffs. He's healthy. How about 35? We'll give you 35.
You run a material.
And
now.
Let's get us back on track more quickly. Okay, let's see. A Little League World Series? Never going to talk about that. Never. I'm just looking at all these headlines.
Oh.
Fernando Mendoza back in action as week two preseason kicks
tonight.
Off.
They said he's going to get the first half.
Let me tell you something about Mendoza. There's a quarterback playing at Cal who's already better than him.
What's his name?
ESL.
Yeah, the best.
I think his name is. Let's see. Report, OU's Brent Venables gets contract extension worth over $10 million. We won't be talking about that. Who the hell's Venables? Anybody?
Well, there's one in Chicago managing the White Sox.
I think that's Max Venable.
Yeah.
Well, this guy's got an S on his name.
Oh, okay.
Will Venable. Yeah, Max is his dad.
Yeah, you know what?
Maxie.
And Max was a baseball guy. Let's go to Ken in Burlingame. What's up, Ken? How you doing, mate?
Hey, what's going
on,
guys?
Kenny?
Hey, look, National Radio Day. I made the switch from the other station about 2-3 years ago, and I heard the morning show with Bonte and Shasky. I was like, man, this is the passion I'm looking for. Willard, I was familiar with Willard, him and Dibs, great match as well. And I heard you guys, and I'm like, yeah, you know, these guys, they're cool, they're funny. And then I found out Goo was a Cowboy fan. I said, I ain't listening to no bum Cowboy fan and a Redding reject who's an undercover Eagle fan. I said, I ain't doing it. But, hold on, but I tuned in about a month after that. And Goo, you were on one of your many hilarious Steiny, I don't know if this whole grumpy East Coast I don't know if it's a shtick, but brother, you guys are hilarious.
Oh, wow.
I just said I can't leave. This is it. This is my station. You guys are those guys. So look, man, I love y'all.
That's
love the station. Man, that's it.
Hey, you Ken, made my man. Day. That's love, man.
Thanks, Ken.
He tried appreciate to hate us, Donnie. He tried to hate Ken. Us.
No, that's nice.
And it's not stick by Donnie. That's who he is.
How about them Cowboys? Yeah!
But I'm from the Bay, and y'all knew that
Union
about
City.
Me before I won the Bay.
Yeah, barely.
Compared with your daughters, we still ain't got to that. And we'll do it next week when you're out. What cities are Bay and not? Remember your daughters were talking about that? We said we could get some people mad.
They didn't have a clue, I don't think.
But the bottom line is I have love for all the Bay Area teams. Warriors are my team. Giants. I mean, I watch every – come on, since Kruko's
– I'm the same. I'm the same way. I just have disdain for every Bay Area team.
But you don't.
You're right, I don't. I have disdain for Bay Area fans.
Or people. Just
like,
people
seriously,
in general.
No, fans.
Warriors.
Fans.
That is the greatest.
I like not, you'll tell you what, best chance to be my friend is say, I hate sports. I'll embrace you.
Do you think that line would be long?
Of what?
To be your friend.
What? Like, again.
Applicants.
There's so many questions you ask me that I just don't care about, that they're hard to answer.
But when I just vision the study, you can be his friend line. Or you can't. You don't want to. Hey, that dude, that was love right
there.
Yeah,
it was. Thanks, Ken.
Yeah. Thanks, Ken. Made him like us.
What do you call me? The Redding reject? That's pretty good.
And the cow.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Oh, man.
We got Rich in Fremont.
Richie. P1.
Hey, Rich, what's going on, man?
What's up, fellas? It's National Radio Day. I had to call in.
You're the man.
And I'll tell you guys something. Tonight, when the Niners play, my eyes are going to be on that rookie, Kalon
Black.
Kalon Black. Thank you. And mainly because I want to see just how fast this kid is. Because they were saying when this dude was balling out of Indiana, they was like, okay, this guy, when he gets to the NFL, he's gonna be the next. And I'm like, oh, okay. So, but I will say this much, guys, on National Radio Day, you two are the reason why I started calling into this show. originally. Seriously. When I first heard 95.7 The Game, first started listening to it, it was during your show, and you guys just had this connection, and I thought, okay, you know what? Yeah, this is pretty cool. This could probably fill my day, because you know me, I'm driving truck. I'm all over the Bay Area, so... Yep. I just want to give you guys your flowers and let you know, hey, you guys are the reason why I listen. And,
Hey, Rich, I'm going to give you some love. I'm going to give you some love before you hang up. This is our friendship is going on, what, 9-10 years? I still remember you serving me dinner, or us dinner, and me doing that podcast with you. And that was before I was on every day. So, shout out to you, man.
Yeah, that's when I was trying to take the grassroots approach to podcasts. I still couldn't get Steiny on, and then we went under. So, you know, but it is what it is, man. Thank you very much for coming on.
No doubt,
you
baby.
And Zach Ryan. That was a cool time.
No
that
doubt. Cool. Appreciate you, Rich. Thank you. Yep. Steiny, my bad. I thought you were Zach. I thought you had went on there. So I was sitting because we were the both to go on there. But you almost went.
So I almost did, yeah.
They went under.
Which is the podcast that we did when we went to...
That was Happy Hour Podcast.
At that studio.
Yeah, where you gave me love, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys know that I got a great partner in Goo. There's no doubt about it. Couldn't have asked for anything more. One of the things that happens behind the scenes here, though, that I just want to let people know, like, and this is where I have a real sense of who I am. You know, there are legends in this business, like Ray Ratto, Ralph Barbieri.
Man.
Rod Brooks, Fitz. And when I think of all those guys, I realize that none of them probably ever would have wanted to work with you. But I said, let's do it.
Oh, man.
Like, seriously.
That is great.
You do realize that we've got asses in this business that would be like, I'm not working with Daryl the Guru Johnson.
But some of those on that list are friends, Donnie.
And I'm like, well, I'm not either.
Some of them are my friends.
Right. And you're able to stay friends because you never worked with them. Seriously, yeah, I'm trying to get at
are
is
in my phone.
You're the best. But like, there are so many fake egos in this business. Where they'd be like, I don't know, like I'm a radio professional.
Well,
and the Daryl doesn't have very much experience.
Oh, no doubt.
Not me.
We're about to land on 10 years.
I want Guru.
That's your.
I want Iguodala.
No, I thought you were going 49ers coach, Singletary. I want winners. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see what I got on my list.
Possibly, I don't know. That sounded like a compliment, but yeah.
What?
That last one.
It was.
By me?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a compliment for me.
Yeah.
I want winners.
A little backhand.
I tell you what.
Dude, we're going on 10 years. Single, I don't care. Single I might come in naked that day. We made it 10 years.
Let me ask you something. Last 30 years, who are the worst coaches in the Bay Area? The worst.
Mike Montgomery.
Oh, I got three guys worse than him.
Tom Sula.
Okay.
Chip Kelly.
Yeah.
I want to say Kapler, but he won 107.
Well, then you can't or don't.
All right, he's off the list. All right, I gave you you go.
PJ Carlissimo. I would say Singletary.
Well, I want winners.
Absolutely had no business being a head coach. I would say, just to spread it around, I'm saying it. Tony Vitello, as of right now, absolutely unqualified.
Season's not over, Steiny.
And then I'm going to say, one of the worst Warriors coaches was,
he came to your mind.
I don't want to say, it was going to be Don Nelson at the very end because he.
Well, that was a different Nelly. He was already.
Exactly. Yeah. Let me see, who else?
I think Tom Sula's the worst.
Chip Kelly was even worse, wasn't he?
But at least he was known for offense. It didn't manifest, but at least he was bringing something to the table. Dude, that Cozumel interview? Well, Joan and Payroll. He's incredible.
Oh, the fourth one's easy. Mark Jackson.
Steins. See, that's where, I know what you're doing. I ain't falling for it.
You know what we're going to say? You know who Mark Jackson is? He's like Dean Smith. Remember they said, who's the only guy who could hold Michael Jordan down? Dean Smith. Who's the only guy that shackled Steph Curry? Mark Jackson.
Who brought the Warriors?
I'm kidding.
Okay,
just
you know, and I feel.
I mean, he's not a good coach, but he's not one of the worst.
I hate he didn't get a second.
I love it.
Like, do you really? That says something.
I don't think
your
he deserved
character.
A second chance.
Seriously,
he was too much trouble for the kind of coach he was.
Now, how much
Dude,
of this?
He alienated everybody in the organization.
But how much of this? And I'm being real, just about the religion component to it.
It's everything. It's intolerance. It's religion. It's creating a siege mentality that is unhealthy.
Extortion.
It's not having any creativity offensively. It's speaking in cliches that mean nothing. It's a make or miss league. It's like, and he's not worth the trouble off the floor.
No.
He completely, he's divisive.
Well,
I said it.
No, you can say it, and I have nothing to combat that with because he never got another chance.
Well, who were some of the, well, the Raiders weren't here. Didn't the Raiders have some terrible coaches the last 10 years?
Cable.
Oh, well, I thought he was pretty bad.
Oh, yeah, he was bad.
I also think Jack Del Rio stunk, too.
What about Dennis Allen as a head coach? You didn't like Del Rio?
No, not at all.
You got history with him?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, remember, you got into it on air.
Yeah.
Dude, if we could get that audio.
In my lifetime, the two easiest schedules in the history of football were last year's Niners, obviously.
Okay.
And then that Raiders year that Del Rio coached, and they started out like 7-1 or something.
Beat the Saints.
They played nobody.
Yeah.
Jack Del Rio. Hell of an athlete, though. Got to give him that.
Hayward High.
Yep. What else, Goo?
Do you remember the best high school Bay Area athletes that you cover?
I didn't really cover high school out here.
Monty Poole was doing it, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't really cover. I can tell you who they were back in Reading, Pennsylvania. I don't think that would mean much.
Well, give me the Jason Kidd, because that's the best high school athlete I've ever seen.
The equivalent to Jason Kidd, not quite in my area, but would be Billy Owens.
Damn.
Billy Owens.
Like, that don't even shock me.
Or even Jeff Lebo. Jeff Lebo in high school at Carlisle, he won 4 straight state titles. And you know this. It was with Jeff Lebo. Billy Owens were on the same high school team. And you know who else was on that team? You should know this. I've said it a million times. Lee Woodall.
Oh, come on.
The linebacker for the Warriors. 49ers, I believe.
Hey, what was the name of the high school?
Carlisle High School.
Damn. Yeah, Lee Woodall. I want to say 54, but I don't know what number he wore. But, yeah, linebacker. So he had game on the hardwood and off.
Yeah. So there you go. What do we got here?
People saying Art Shell, that was in L.A.
Yeah, but there was another guy on that team that was like famous. They had 4 guys in addition to those 3. I can't remember. Anyway, let's go to Tony in San Jose.
Tony.
Hey, Tony. How you doing, man?
Guys, how's it going, man?
Hey.
You guys, man. I really got to chime in on what you're saying, though. You know, I don't watch a lot of basketball or anything, but I do have to chime in on the Niners because of the names that you had mentioned a few minutes ago.
Right.
Now, I have to tell you a quick story, though. My favorite player ever for the Niners was Patrick Willis. Okay, we all know what type of player he was and why. And what made me really put him to the top over, you know, the greats, because there, you know, there's a nice handful of them up there at the top, you know. But after one of the games, he went up to Tom Sewell and hugged him and said, "I appreciate you as my coach." And that resonated with me quite a bit because, you know, because of the type of guy that he is, and I even met him after he retired, but he was so, like, down to earth, you know, but he was a beast on the field. But I think Tom Sula, he got the crap end of the stick on that one because he inherited a team that basically was terrible, and we know it was terrible because Chip Kelly took over after the fact, and it was still even worse. So I don't think Tom Sula was a bad coach because he was, I think, a linebacker's coach for the Niners, but he was pretty damn good, I think, if he had that type of linebacking core under him. So I just want to say that I don't know about Tom Sula. I think he got a bad rap, and he only was there for 1 year, but I don't think he's a bad coach if the players loved him. So I just got to throw that out there, man.
Yeah.
And as far as
bad coaches?
Who was the coach before? the linebacker used to play for Chicago.
Singletary. Yeah.
I thought he was an awesome coach, man. He was an awesome coach. And I love what he did to Vernon Davis that one day, because you know what? He taught him something, you know what? And we all know that Vernon's career turned around after that moment. And I got to respect the hell out of Singletary for that, man. And I love him for it, dude.
Wow.
I appreciate it. Yeah, you know, he...
I could have played for Singletary.
Coach. Yeah, he's a good coach for one player.
Can't win with him. Can't do it.
I can't find out who these other guys were.
Oh, on the hoop team?
Can't do it.
Did they go to the league?
Well, Billy Owens did.
No, the guys you're looking for.
Lee Woodall went to the NFL. No, Billy Owens went to the NBA.
The ones you're searching now.
Jeff Lebo played 4 years at North Carolina.
Okay, remember that.
Right, and I'm trying to find the fourth. Maybe I'm wrong. Very seldom happens that way, though. Billy Owens, I think, got a brother that was on the team, maybe. So there you go. Kind of my read here. We got...
That was my era, going out nightclubs. I was single. Billy Owens, they were spree well. It was, don't bring your girl to the club. It was over. I had to deal with Niners, Terrell Owens,
really
Warriors, Giants, and A's. Dude, it was rough out here, man. If you were out here dating, you had to be spree well. But I made it through. Hey. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure not bringing a woman to the club wasn't a problem for you.
That's just sad.
Not talking about this.
Yeah, no, we're not. Yeah.
All right. Just biding time here till crossover.
That's our, you know that laugh, right?
What's that?
You know who that laughs.
Give it to me again. Is that risotto?
No.
Give it to me again.
That's a great question.
Oh.
Go say.
You know what? The good thing is we didn't play any Greg Cosell sound from today, so we'll have that for tomorrow. No. And I want to see about, hey, do we have a meeting today?
I see him just walk by. Business is good, though. We should be all right. Hey, we got some Curry stuff for tomorrow. Evan sent it to us.
Right. Did you see my reply?
No. What did you... Give it to me.
Sorry, no interest.
Well, we're talking about it.
Oh, so it's your show.
Yeah.
I hope you and Evan have a good show tomorrow.
Well, we can do it Monday, too. You'll be gone.
All right.
What did you just do?
Happy birthday, baby.
Wow.
Here's my new resolution.
I paid for everything yesterday.
Here's my new resolution. Yeah, I know. You had one drink. Here's my new resolution. I'm not pandering anymore with these topics. I'm just not pandering anymore.
When do you ever do it?
You don't even know I'm doing it half the time. Logan Webb. Has anybody been more unfairly coached than Logan
Webb?
That's
your guy, Bags. You didn't want to come in him now, huh?
No, I have no problem with Bags. I have a problem with you piggybacking.
Yeah, of course.
That segment. Hey, that segment brought to you by... The California Office of Traffic Safety.